Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast. This is actually only the second podcast episode that I've actually streamed live. And this is very last minute. So I'm looking over here. There's no one watching live right now because this is very spontaneous. I set this live stream up maybe like 5 minutes ago, but I've been wanting to record a solo episode. I want to do more of them. We're going to talk about that. But instead of just recording it and posting it later, why not just live stream it? It just makes the workflow a little bit easier. Yeah, it might be a little less polished, but yeah, it's all about the workflow and making it more sustainable. So if you're listening to this or watching it after the fact, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. So when I do more live stream versions of the podcast, you'll get notified when I schedule a live stream. Some of them might be last minute. Maybe some of them I will schedule ahead of time, but there's probably not, at least for now, not going to be a consistent like date and time. I know that kind of goes against the rules of live streaming, but I just need to fit it into my schedule at this point and be consistent in doing it rather than having it on a consistent day or time. I would love to do more of these too with guests, but with having a guest episode, which this podcast is mostly guest episodes, it's hard because everyone's schedule is different. So those will probably still be pre-recorded and then posted on Mondays, but the live streams will probably be just me. So you get to just hang out with me for a little bit. So we'll see if anybody comes in. If not, not a big deal. I'm not really expecting anybody. Like I said, this was a very last minute. So in this episode, I want to talk about the sponsorship disaster that I had. I got to ditch these headphones now that it's just me and it's just me. So let me go ahead and just ditch these headphones. All right, now I can hear myself a little bit better and hopefully the stream is coming through. I have the worst internet. Like it's supposed to be fast, but it's just horrible. Actually, I'm gonna put those headphones back on because I wanna show you guys something. I did upgrade a piece of gear. I finally got the Rodecaster 2 and I'm super excited. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Rodecaster 2, it has some cool effects you can do. So let's try these real quick so you can just see what I'm talking about. So I can sound like
a robot and just at a press of a button, I can sound like this. Or a small robot.
Or a monster.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Now I'll ditch the headphones. But I'm super excited about that because, I can do applause, which, you know, that's always kind of been there. I've just never really utilized that, but I just think it's so cool. So the way I have the Rodecaster 2 set up, I know we're getting off topic, so just bear with me. I love that it has a VESA mount. Is that what it's called? Anyway, you can use like a monitor arm that would be for like a computer monitor. You can mount the Rodecaster to that. And then I have that just over here in my office, it just mounted on the wall into a bookshelf. So I can just slide it out of the way or bring it to me and tilt it so it's like easy for me to push the buttons because before it wasn't very easy. If you want to see what I'm talking about, go visit not the podcast Instagram, but my Instagram, which is linked on the podcast Instagram. And you can kind of see the behind the scenes of the setup. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm gonna ditch those headphones now because it's weird hearing yourself echo. Anyway, so that's the latest update on gear for the podcast. I'm super excited and it's very clean. You know, Tom Buck, who's been on the podcast, has talked about this. It's the gain on this is super clean. So I'm using the Shure SM7B straight into it with no cloud lifter, and it's cleaner than it was with a preamp on the original Rodecaster. So super, super excited about that. It sounds so good. All right, so let's get into the podcast sponsorship disaster I had. So if you listened to the last couple of episodes that I've done, I had Billy Kyle on, I had the marketing manager from Film Convert and Cinematch on, and they were so patient. So I actually tried to record those episodes back in December with both those individuals. I'm not going to drop the name of the application that reached out for a sponsorship, but you could probably guess on on who it was. Oh, look it. We have someone joining the live stream that was not scheduled. So, Mr. Camera Junkie, what's up, man? I'm going to try to keep this one fairly quick because I know Doc Rock is going to do his live stream soon. I always love tuning into that if I can on Friday. So we're going to keep this fairly short. So yeah, I was approached by a company that makes a podcasting application. Now they, how do I get this comment to go away? I don't even know. There we go. They approached me a while back and the first time they reached out, I declined because I'm happy with Ecamm. I feel loyal to Ecamm because it's such a great application and I know the team over there and they're great people. So when this application reached out, oh, a long, long time ago, maybe 8 months ago, it's been a while. I said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm happy right now. Well, my biggest, I guess, what do I want to say here? My biggest letdown when it comes to using Ecamm, and it's not even really like Ecamm's fault, is when you have a guest podcast where you have a lot of guests on, you're really reliant on internet connection, not just mine, but my guest's internet connection. And the majority of people probably aren't tied in with Ethernet when they're coming on to the podcast. They're using Wi-Fi because that's just what we use now. And when you're streaming video and you're streaming audio over the internet and it's being recorded on my computer, it's just, sometimes it's just not that great, right? We've all been there where the internet connection just kind of drops out. There's a lot of data being streamed. So it's not that, doesn't work that great occasionally. Ecamm itself is great. It's really the internet connection that is the issue. Well, this application is supposed to solve that. What it does is it records you locally on your computer. It records your guest locally on their computer. And then after you're done recording, it uploads both those to their cloud service and processes it. And then afterwards, which is really cool, is because they're each individual recordings, you can customize the layout afterwards. If you want, you know, a split screen, you want widescreen, you want your guest on the left or the right. Do you want to export vertical and have, you know, vertical options? You can do all that afterwards. And so it really solves the problem of internet connection because the guest is recorded locally on their computer using their camera and their audio feeding into their computer and then just uploads. So in theory, you should get the best possible quality. So when they reached back out in, maybe November, I said, okay, like, let's meet, let's talk. This could be cool because I'm getting kind of frustrated with sometimes the dropout in internet connection when I'm recording a podcast episode. So I meet with them. Everything goes well. They're down. They like the show. Their product seems super interesting. They give me a trial to try it out because I don't want to just take a sponsorship on without trying the product and then rolling it out to you guys saying, hey, this is, they're sponsoring the show now. You should go check it out without trying it myself. Cause that's just, I feel like being dishonest and that's not cool. Some people do that. I don't know. Anyway, it's not something I want to do. I want to try the product. And if I believe in it, then, you know, I'll give it a shout out on the show and recommend it to all you guys. So I try out the product and I get Gil, who's been on the podcast before. He, you know, gives me some of his time so we can jump on this application and give it a shot. And so we do. And it seems there's some weird little quirks, but overall, it seems pretty good. Like it does what it says it's going to do. It records him, it records me, uploads it, and then I can mess around with it afterwards and have full resolution. It doesn't stream full resolution, so what you're seeing when you're recording isn't that great, but that's kind of the same with Ecamm too. But the finished product is really nice. So it works. So I say, okay, you know, I tested it out. It seems good. There are some weird quirks, like when you go in, like your video feed is flipped and there wasn't like an easy way to figure out how to switch that. Or there is an easy way, but like, why is it flipped? That should be an option you have to turn on later, not to unflip. Anyway, it's just, I didn't like it, but I can work around that. So they say, okay, let's talk sponsorship fee. Let's talk about the show. They wanted a list of guests who were going to come on. And I said, well, I'll give you a list of potential guests because I'm always trying to schedule new guests. And I have a running list of people I want to get on the show or back on the show. So nothing's guaranteed, but I can tell you this is who I'm working on getting back on the show. Here's a few people that have confirmed. They sign off. They sign off. Well, we come. They didn't really sign off on my initial pitch on sponsorship terms or fee, but we came to an agreement and it was okay. Like, it's not going to pay the bills, but it helps support the show so I can do some more cool stuff, help pay for, you know, upgraded equipment, maybe, you know, do some merch runs and send them off to some people. But it was a decent sponsorship fee. And it was going to be the first sponsor, actual official sponsorship for the podcast, which I would have been super stoked on because I've been doing this for 3 years. And all the support for the show either comes through affiliate links, talking about Ecamm, which is an affiliate program. They don't actually sponsor the show. I just talk about them all the time because, well, I love Ecamm. So yeah, we get to terms. I get a show scheduled with Billy Kyle, and we're going to use this application. Now, some of the things about this application that I didn't like were you couldn't do audio delay, which is huge. Audio delay is super important because, you know, when you're recording video from a nice camera and then decent audio just transfers to your computer a lot quicker because it's less data. So it just gets to the program quicker than video does because video is just a lot more, there's a lot more information. So it's a little bit slower. With Ecamm, it's nice because I can set up an audio delay. My audio delay is 4 frames. So the audio is delayed by 4 frames. So it's in sync. Couldn't do that in this application. The other thing I didn't like about this application is one of the things I absolutely love about Ecamm is the fact that I can adjust my color, right? So I'm using a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema camera, 6K, and I have a Rec 709 LUT in there, but then I have a look grade in Ecamm to give me the look that you're seeing right now. And I love that because it just makes for nicer video. You couldn't do this in that application. So I had an idea. Ecamm allows you to have a virtual mic and a virtual camera. So basically it takes what's being recorded in Ecamm and sends it out to another application like Zoom or whatever takes video inputs and audio inputs. So I'm like, huh, I could use Ecamm because I love the audio quality. I love being able to do an audio delay. I love being able to have the color look that I have and be able to incorporate that. So I'm like, oh, I will use the virtual cam and the virtual mic out of Ecamm into this other application, which solves my main headache, which is internet connection. Okay, problem solved. This is going to be great. I'm going to get the look and the sound that I want, and it's going to be consistent without any like breakup when the guest is talking. Awesome. So I schedule the recording and I get on with Billy. Now, we're recording for 10 minutes, and I get a notification in this application that it just stopped recording. It just stopped recording. So I say, Billy, hey, let's stop in the middle here. For whatever reason, this application just stopped recording out of nowhere. Okay, so we start again. This time, we get 20 minutes into the show. 20 minutes in, like, for most episodes now, that's almost all the way through. And it stops recording again. And Billy was nice enough to give it one more shot. So we do it again. And then same thing, about 20, 22 minutes into it, it stops recording. But I don't say anything. We just keep going. I have the audio version. And it records like the web version that you're seeing, which is horrible quality. But at least it's there. And so I get pretty frustrated that this thing isn't working and I'm not really getting any notifications why it stopped recording. It just stopped recording. Now, I've heard of some people having this issue when I went and researched this problem in the application, but it gets worse, right? I have 2 recordings that day and I give it a shot, stupid me, I give it a shot again with the people at Film Convert, and we start recording. And again, about 19 minutes into the show, the application stops recording. So I reach out to their customer service and I don't hear anything for a little while. So I reach out to the rep who worked out the sponsorship And there were some red flags. Let me go back here for a second. There were some red flags initially why I'm like, maybe this won't work, because I had given them a very specific time frame when we need to have everything worked out on the agreement to sponsor the podcast, because I have a deadline on when I want to start producing new episodes and we need to have everything worked out if you guys want to be incorporated. Okay, sounds good. Well, I give them all the information they asked for me, and then I got the new Rodecaster, and then this is what happens. Crickets, like nothing. I don't hear anything. Okay, follow up. Again, nothing. So, okay, are you blowing me off because you're not interested anymore? At least tell me that you're not interested anymore. And then they finally get back to me and apologize, and I'm like, okay. So there's the first red flag. If I'm someone you want to sponsor and promote your product and you can't get back to me in a timely manner, what's that say about you guys as a company and how you might value someone who's actually paying for your service? Will you get back to them in a timely manner? So there was the first red flag. So I have these issues and I reach out to the customer service, and it takes them longer than it should to get back to me. And of course, I didn't save that initial episode with Billy, because some of the troubleshooting that I researched was to delete your studio that you created within this application and create a new one. So then I lose the recording in their application of Billy. I have it saved onto a hard drive, but it's not saved in their application. So I can't send them like the example of what happened in that, but I can with the episode that I recorded with Film Convert. So I do, and they get back to me, and what they say is, well, she was using an iPhone, I don't know, 7 or 8, and you can't use that as a camera in the application. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because it connect, and it has nothing to do with what model iPhone it is, because she's just using the camera and it's plugged into the computer, right? So it's just acting as a webcam, not even as an iPhone. It's just acting as a webcam. So that doesn't make any sense. And then if she can't use an iPhone 7, why did it let her connect it in the first place? And why did it recognize it as a webcam? And why did that webcam stay on the entire time that we were on recording, even though it stopped recording and I didn't tell her? That doesn't make any sense. It's recognized as a camera. It's still working. How does that affect you guys actually recording what's being captured that we're seeing? Doesn't make any sense. So we troubleshoot it, and I can't get it to work. Now, this application is, I've heard great things from people that I respect that this application works and it's great, and they've had nothing but success using it. And that may be the case, but for whatever reason, I had a super bad experience with this application. And so the sponsorship fell apart because I had to re-record those episodes, and I was pretty frustrated because I really value the time of the guests that come on the show. It's not easy to schedule guests. I used to be pretty good at it, but as my work schedule has gotten busier and my business has grown, it's gotten tough to have a consistent record date. So we're always kind of just playing, you know, catch up of like, when does time fit into both our schedules? So having to re-record those was not great. And I apologized a ton to both Billy and the folks over at Film Convert and Cindy Match for re-recording and taking the time. So those of you that are here, there's a few of you now, thank you for joining in. As I was mentioning, this was very last minute. I just decided to stream this instead of just recording it because I have some time today. And I may do more live streams of just solo episodes, which could be fun and easier on the workflow. I gotta say, I was pretty, even after doing a podcast for 3 years, I was kind of nervous doing a solo episode. I love having a guest-focused podcast because I don't have to do a lot of the talking. The guests do, and you don't have to hear from me that much. I stumble over my words. I get lost in my thoughts. I start to ramble, as you may tell. So anyway, we'll do more of these solo episodes. They'll probably be shorter, but yeah, we'll see how this goes. I'm going to have to edit the audio of this. I'm going to hate just listening to me. But let's talk about some future episodes that I want to do as solo episodes on top of having guests. And I think having these solo episodes as I get more comfortable doing them is going to make the show more sustainable because, like I said, it's hard to get guests on and match schedules and just to mix things up. I've been doing this for 3 years now, just about, and always having a guest on. Maybe some solo episodes and to be able to talk about different industry-related news when it comes to cameras or podcasting could be fun, but they'll be shorter because I don't want to hear myself talk all that much. So thank you for listening, but let's talk about now some of the future episodes. So I want to talk about maybe a gear update. We can talk about everything gear-related that I use for the podcast. We talked earlier about how much I'm loving the Rodecaster 2. There's some great features. The two most important to me that I love about this, or maybe three, is the clean gain. So being able to use the Shure SM7B without a preamp, and it's just so, so quiet. Like, it's good. Not like the audio is quiet, but like, you know what I mean? The self noise is quiet. It's great. And the headphone preamps, because the headphone preamps in the Rodecaster 1 were absolutely garbage. They're a bit better in this one. Actually, they're quite a bit better. So that's good. And then I love being able to mount it easily. The first Rodecaster went to someone that has been on the show. It went to Carlo, who has the Creative Gap podcast, and he upgraded his audio because I don't know what he was using before, but it wasn't a mixer. So I sent that off to him. So he's got the Rodecaster that started this podcast. So go listen to the Creative Gap. I thought that was pretty cool. So I was excited about that. So we'll talk about that. I would love to do a Q&A episode. So if you ever have questions regarding anything camera related, business related to operating, photography and videography business, love to answer those. So any questions, you can send those to me on Twitter, Instagram, or if you go to the Anchor link in the description of the show and you go to Anchor, you can actually send me a voice message and we can incorporate that into the show. I want to talk about a camera dilemma. So I picked up a Nikon Z9. That camera is amazing. And we can talk about why I chose that camera, why I chose to get that camera, and some of the thought process behind that. And I kind of went back and forth. I looked at everything and settled on that camera. We can talk about that. I think that would be fun to talk about. And then also, this is going to be the next solo episode. We're going to talk about an article that came out a couple weeks ago in The Verge. And the article is entitled, "New Podcast Creation Has Fallen Off a Cliff." Now, I want to talk about, is the podcast bubble bursting? Because there was a lot of new podcasts in 2020. That's when this show started. So is the podcast bubble bursting? Is it deflating? Whatever we want to say. And is that a good thing or is that a bad thing for podcasting? And we can get into that because I have some thoughts on that. Overall, I actually think it's good. I think it's really good for you. So we can talk about that. But anyway, Doc is probably going live. So let's jump over to Ecamm and watch Doc talk about Ecamm and show us how to use it. If you want to check out Ecamm, it's linked down in the show notes, the description of the podcast. Save yourself 15% using my coupon code down there. But I can't recommend Ecamm enough, obviously, because we just talked about how I tried something else and it just didn't work out. So I highly recommend using Ecamm. Check it out. Anyway, I appreciate you guys listening. I thank the few of you that actually came in and stumbled across the live stream. So thank you so much. But without further ado, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Do I have some outro music? I think I might. All right, guys. See ya.